keeps saying connection refused.
Are you outside of your internet area? Are you on the on your data?
Just right outside my. Whoa.
No.
What's up, Johnny? You're breaking up. Shit.
He's asking if we can hear him.
Well. Well, I joined, and John Washington was in here, but I think he disconnected by with some sort of connection issue.
Could be driving.
Yeah, that's usually the case.
I learned that last meeting.
Yeah. How you doing, Andrew? Oh, there we go. I'm doing pretty good. Were you able to attend the hike this weekend, or?
I was not. I was unaware that there was a hike this weekend up until the day it happened.
Okay. In DMs, I sent you something about something that I want you to go to.
Oh, okay. Is that,
it's on Rocket Chat. You'll see it.
Gotcha.
Are you the guy they just picked up in, Oregon?
Yeah, I don't remember the guy that I replaced.
You replaced someone, huh?
Well, that's what they made a mention of. I don't remember what the name of the guy was. It more like he moved to a different area, and I basically filled the open position, I guess, or an open neophyte spot. So not quite sure exactly what hurts. Other than activism I'm supposed to be doing at the moment.
Oh, I see.
If you have any questions about activism, please message me or any of the fine people in the organization.
Ethan, since I have you here, did you see my message about me not being able to make it early in the morning tomorrow?
Yeah, so I don't even know what time we're supposed to get there or, like, what time you can make it, so.
For me, it's going to be pretty late in the afternoon because I have a meeting now that I can't skip, a work meeting in the afternoon. Pretty late afternoon. I was thinking that I could probably just drive myself down because I know there will be stuff to do on the campsite during the day.
Yeah, how late are you talking?
Well, I'm probably not going to get out of work until 4 or 5. And then it's going to be the time that it takes me to get down there.
Right, and then it's going to be rush hour going through Seattle and then get me and
yep.
Go to wherever we're going, so. That'd probably be almost like 9 o'clock. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll hitch a ride with somebody else or take my car over. Cause what? Wasn't Anthony gonna go with us? So. And then there's the question of how many parking spots. I think it's like 5. I'm not sure.
Good evening, fellas.
Good evening.
Howdy.
All right, everyone, spam the chat, throw up at walls, tell everyone to get in here, get in here, get in here.
Am I hearing correctly that this anti-fash Gordon account has deleted off of Twitter?
Yes.
Is that a self-delete, though?
Yeah, it looks like it was a self-delete if I read everything right.
Got too cocky, I guess. Fucked with the wrong one. But yeah, Vincent, weren't you about to say something?
Oh no, you were talking about parking spaces. I just remember that you had offered to drive to him before. And if it's Anthony and you, you can make it down earlier than I can make up. So I don't know if that was some case.
Oh, there is one minor issue. A little later than I planned. Check-in is at 2:30 p.m. So all drivers are going to have to sit tight. Something. I thought I'll go to the Ravensdale Park and talk to Tyler.
You're cutting out a little bit.
That's because I talk quietly. So, we can't have, check-in is at 2:30 p.m., so we can't be at the park, camping site, all around then. So, I was needing to think of something to do with all of the people who are flying in and driving over, and I know they're going to be here early. So, I was thinking maybe we could all drive and go to the Ravensdale Park, make some banners and whatnot. That's where we can meet up, and we can all drive in one big happy caravan to the campsite. What do you guys think of that? Can you crack open your Apple Maps, your whatever maps, and look at Ravensdale, how that works?
Well, I ended up in England.
It'll certainly work for anyone that's east, coming east. Maybe people who are a little north, it might be a little bit out of the way coming down south. But might be better if we all just travel as one big herd. But I would say everyone needs to be at that park at 10.
Ten in the morning?
Yes, 10 a.m. But that is it's not gonna work for like you Oregon guys. So, what time were you projected to get at the campsite, Alexander?
Well, it's a 7-hour drive. If the camp opens at 2, that means we could leave it like, we could leave at 9, probably. Get us there at about roughly 4, probably 4:30 roughly.
Well, I would prefer if you got there at a decent time because we are starting festivities when we get there. Try to be there at 2.
Frederick, do you know what time the rental place opens?
We ain't doing that shit. We'll just take my ride.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah, we can leave at... You want to get here at 7 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Their prices are way higher this time around.
Well, that's fucking gay.
Seconded.
Fuck is everyone else?
That's what I was wondering. I was almost thinking maybe people were doing like last minute stuff because it's the night before, you know?
Most likely.
Yes, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. I am procrastinating my homework right now. Actually, I was writing it. I'm about 1-2 pages in, and it's only half of my homework that I have for all of you guys. I still have to completely clean my room, completely clean my spare room. I have to pack everything. I have to completely clean out my truck, pack the truck. So I'll probably be doing that in the AM when I get up. I have the help of Lawrence, who I'll happily make my slave and help me accomplish these tasks, as he should, because he will be sleeping under my roof. That, and it's always fun to put Lawrence to work. Whenever we go out and do activism, I always would make him ride in the passenger seat and prep all of our stickers. Most of which I would put up, so he would prep them, and I'd put them all up and get the credit on activism. People are like, wow, John, you're doing such a great job, and it's like, use Lawrence, it's just like, yeah, this is fine. I miss him. I'm glad that he's gonna be here with us this weekend. So do any of you know anything about John Muir?
John Muir?
Yes.
A little bit.
Hey, educate us.
I want us to use the first to
say... Is there this much dead silence in the chat?
Yeah, I was going to say, I want to say he was the first to summit Rainier. And
that's so weird. I can't hear anybody.
There's a camp named after him. A base camp for climbing Mount Rainier.
Andrew, I know you can't hear this, but log out and log back in.
I'm trying to find his fucking telegram. Poor guy. He'll figure it out. He's new to mobile.
Can you hear us now?
Yes, exit the app.
That was happening to me the other day. This guy moved here from Scotland. Oh, that's... John Muir is from Scotland. So, all of you guys, I'm gonna take, I take it, this is everyone who is, gonna be at this meeting, the people running late, whatever. All of you guys have gone over the gear list. You're all packed up, ready to go. Correct, do you have any questions regarding the gear list or anything you need to bring?
Nope.
So I'm going to, all of you who have completed activism, will be given the campsite address or wherever we're going to be meeting up. I will send that out tonight. Ah, shit.
probably do that. But I need to contact Jack first about this campsite. Probably just finalizing things. Anyone have any questions, comments, or concerns about this weekend? I've already had a couple meetings, but I wanted to finalize everything right now, get you all together, and kind of talk, discuss our plans.
This is Thomas Concerns. Please. This is Victor. Do we know how many parking spots are there at the campsite?
Enough. More than enough.
Okay, thank you.
The campsite was reserved for, I want to say, like, an estimated head count of at least 40 people. So we'll probably have enough parking spaces for everyone to bring two cars.
I was going to say, if we're camping altitude or whatever, dress warmer than you would around here or whatever at sea level.
We're not camping camping at sea level. Driving to destination. Otherwise, there would be a whole different gear list. I thought about it. I thought we do a much more intense hike, but seeing as we'll just see how we do, and then maybe for a future endeavor we can something a little bit more challenging, put it that way.
Right on. I don't know, I was just saying, even if it were at like 2,000-3,000 feet, you know, it'll be a little colder, but if it's sea level.
Well, and it's gonna rain a little bit in the day, but place we're hiking is gonna have decent weather. The hard snowpack, however, might have some slush to it though, so it might be worthy of noting having an extra pair of socks and waterproof boots. But I already believe I highlighted bringing boots that are good with snow and water, so just keep that in mind. I should write that down. So we're at the campsite, I can tell everyone, hey, bring an extra pair of socks in your backpack. Good idea.
Hey, John, I know I'm the cook for this event, but did I need to bring any bottled water for anyone?
No, Marcus Washington bought some. Awesome. Thank Marcus.
Thank you, Marcus.
I also bought electrolyte drinks for all of us to take up on the mountain. Write a list for everything I need to pack tomorrow. Parade banner. Banner. Someone took my really nice Reclaim America banner. That was a professional one, so I'm going to bring Strong Family, Strong Nations one instead. Bottled drinks. Ice. Beer.
Did you say beer?
However, if guys do bring a couple of their own drinks and want to have a drink in the evening when they get back, fine. Do just, don't be the guy that ruins it for everyone else. Embarrassing.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. I assumed, like, not, but, yeah, if we can have a couple beers or whatever, obviously not get smashed. That's cool.
I will reprimand anyone that does overindulge, though. Fair. Someone asked in Salt Lake City, asked Thomas what the org's official stance is on alcohol, because Lawrence and other people have, like, drilled it into, like, everyone's heads that this is, like, a completely sober organization. You can't have, like, one drop of alcohol. And,
yeah,
I personally don't, believe in that. I'm a Christian, and it says in the Bible that Jesus himself did drink wine, but it specifically says not to get drunk. And I believe I forget who it was that said this, but a strong man is someone who can hold his liquor. I believe that was some Roman emperor. This is David's specialty. Lawrence's. But, yeah, so Lawrence is very big on, like, absolutely no alcohol ever.
But, it's kind of how the God reads.
Yeah, The issue with that is, guys, you know, you drink a lot, guys like to get rowdy, alright, and don't like everyone in the org. There's probably one guy in the org that you probably, like, have some issue with, you know, and fights occur, and drama happens, and that's how every other group has fallen apart in the past. If it wasn't infiltrated by feds, it fell apart due to infighting. So, not getting hammered with guys, tends to be, you know, rather... good about everyone. I do know that Patrick, Texas, formerly Patrick, New York, former Samuel, New York, John, Utah, and many other network directors do enjoy drinking and meeting up with, like, TRS pool party guys and throwing back some drinks. I, for one, I went a year and a half sober, and I didn't have any alcohol until I went to Utah to visit John, and I had a couple drinks with him and his mom. In fact, I only had two drinks. Rather strong, actually. I don't know why they make drinks that strong. All you can really taste is the alcohol. Like a really expensive shot, honestly. waste of money, in my opinion. We can just buy a bottle and orange juice. But, yeah, a couple beers, you know, I'm not going to be against that. Be a great accomplishment, what we accomplish, and if you want to reward yourself with some poison, by all means, do that. I will be rewarding myself with a protein shake. Speaking of which, I thought about making protein slop for everyone.
Should I grab a couple racks to share, or just more, like, personal?
Yeah, I think it'd be a horrible idea. Hey, guys, hey, here's all the beer. Have at it. Oh, yes. A couple to share with people is fine, but don't go bring in the whole ice chest full of Coors Light, please.
Yeah, don't come in with a couple 30 racks under each arm.
I would limit people to, like, two or three beers.
Yes.
Lawrence was here, bees. His experience with drinking is always, like, going to a concert and then just, like, getting absolutely trash and jumping in the mosh pit the whole entire night. And he says that's the only reason anyone should ever drink, is if they're gonna do that.
That is the only reason you should ever drink. He's not wrong.
It does make for a fun time. Miss going to shows. I was gonna go to shows, and then my dad's like, the mask mandate's back, we're not seeing Lamb of God, we're getting a refund. He wants to go fishing instead of going to see Lamb of God, which I don't blame him, so I'm gonna go fishing sometime.
River fishing, ocean fishing, lake fishing? Ocean fishing is awesome. Good job.
Spend some quality time with the old man. I never do that. I spend quality time with you guys and Montana spray paint. Well, I have a essay to continue working on. Good one. I hope you guys like it. But I don't really have anything else to go over other than I need to send out the address to everyone. Is going to be Seattle area and east to meet up Ravensdale. Marcus, what time do you expect being over here?
Late afternoon.
In that case, great campsite. Look who decided to show up.
Yes. You had a message on Mumble, or not Mumble.
Johnny, did you complete an action this week, bud?
I did not. I don't have any brew.
Work out.
Waiting for... Okay.
Did you work out, yes or no?
I went on a bit of a run, so, yeah, I did.
Johnny, do you know anything about John Muir?
About who?
John Muir.
John Muir?
Yes.
Never heard of him.
I'm going to ask Thomas to suspend your account.
Okay. So who's John Muir?
Lesson on him if you were coming. But he was a conservationist and founded the national parks alongside Teddy Roosevelt. He all of his work and essays that he published really helped to preserve the beauty of our national parks.
And he was Scottish.
Scottish, he came from Scotland, and he formed the Sierra Club. Was anti-immigration.
Sounds like a pretty stand-up guy.
There we go. So, again, apologies for my tardiness. The place I work at, for some reason, its network connection used to be two bars, but now it's, like, barely anything. And the new coworker is like, oh, we're supposed to do two-hour patrols. Like, we only have 30 minutes left. And it came in a little bit early. He goes, dude, I've been in there for, like, 4 hours. I'm like, okay. So, anyway, he didn't want to get out of the patrol vehicle. I had to wait. But now I have connection, so I'm here. So what did I miss?
Not much. Just going over some finalized stuff and asking the guys if they have any questions for me. Here, but I understand they're probably finalizing and packing, and that's also something I need to do. So unless you guys have anything else for me, I'm gonna call it good. Any of you don't, I think all of you have me on Telegram. You can call me at any moment during this weekend when you will still have your phone. Call me anytime tonight or tomorrow in the morning if you have any questions or need help with anything. Grab anything last minute. Feel free to reach out and call me on Telegram.
I have one quick question before you go. Am I good to bring my camera? Would that be useful for this?
Or should yes, I just send yes,
it? Yes, 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 yes. Please bring that. Am I echoing? So, yes, bring your camera. And I want you to take. Well, first off, I want you to bring a card for the camera that is fresh, okay? And I want you to take a bunch of great shots, and I don't know if it's just footage too, but you can try to do some footage as well. I think someone was bringing a drone, I don't remember who, and then Lawrence also was bringing his GoPro, so we're going to try to get some great footage and pictures. That memory stick from your camera, Thomas requested that I take it and download it to my computer somehow, some way. Then once I have all the content, to give it back to you. Yep. Why is because you are still a newer member, so running around with a bunch of photos of everyone.
Oh, totally understandable.
Really quiet in here.
Oh, I guess no one has anything to say. Well, a little update for me. So, George Washington is starting to feel better.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he told me he should be back in working order Friday, but I'd give him... Ow. Sorry. Worked up.
The cop...
No, I'm not a cop. I work private security. They were calling
us right now and telling him that you're a cop.
All right.
Does George have the coof?
Be funny.
George does have the coof, and he got it from me. So I had COVID, and I mentioned I was like, hey, I have COVID. That's fine. And I was wearing a mask. And he was like, why are you wearing a mask? I'm like, because I have COVID. I don't want to get sick. He's like, dude, I have a great immune system. Don't even worry about it. And I said, okay. I took it off. That is COVID.
Well.
So I feel bad about it, but at the same time, his sins are his own. Because he knew what he was getting into.
I love how everyone just calls every respiratory illness COVID now.
Yeah, don't you just love how the flu has completely disappeared?
And the common cold, and a cough.
Yeah. It's all the blowvid.
Well, what I feel wasn't the common cold.
I know, Johnny.
Yeah.
What, did you guys get tested or something?
Yeah, I got tested, and apparently, because I thought, like, I got sick after I started doing my mile run. I was like, please don't tell me I'm just some weakling. And I thought it was adrenal fatigue, and sure enough, I go get tested. I called the urgent care. I was like, ow, for fuck.
Yeah, that was some cop codes right there, dude.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, because shuttle boat, because that's a thing cops talk about. But anyway, so yeah.
And what, George Wah, he burned a little PCR test, too?
I guess he did, I don't know, but he just told me he had COVID, so.
Yeah, if you got sick immediately after you and you had it, apparently, I mean, that would only make sense, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so I called the urgent care, and I was like, could you, like, the steroid in my ass so I can just get back to working out? And they were like, oh, that sounds like COVID. Like, everything sounds like COVID. They said, I don't know, just come in. So they came in. Sure enough, tested positive.
Hey, John, is this meeting technically over?
Yes. And I am going to now leave, unless there's any questions, comments, or concerns for me.
No. Andrew and Frederick, could you come to meeting room 2, please?
I disconnected again.
I'm going to jump out. I'll talk to everyone tomorrow.
All right, Brody.
Yeah.